Right, here we go again. I'm getting my steps in, and I'm literally halfway through, and I thought, you know what? Let's do a bit of an update. So, I really don't know. I'm going to say about 10 weeks post-show now. Sitting about, I weighed in last check-in about 121, and stage weight was 103. So, almost about 20 pounds up. And a 5 foot frame, I think I mentioned this in the last one, quite a lot. I did have quite a big jump this from last check-in to the other one, but there was a couple of weeks between check-ins because my coach had Boxing Day off, which was a Thursday, and I would normally check in then. I'm not overly worried. Wasn't as happy with how I was looking, and I've sort of mentioned this on my blog update that I'm going to send over tomorrow to go up on the website, so you can read that there. Or you can listen to me ramble. This is hopefully going to be a pretty short one, maybe 15, 20 minutes. So if you're stuck in traffic on the way to the gym or leaving the gym, this won't be too long. But let's be honest, I just chat shit, so it might be quite long. So yeah, I've had a honestly really good run post-show. Last time I think I spoke more about the food sort of thing and like school, but I'm going to focus more on training. A lot of the time I know people take a few days off training, and to be honest I probably should have, but after my show, I think I had the Sunday off, and then the Monday I just went straight back into the gym because I felt bloody amazing. Like, and I think the difference between someone having a good experience post-show is obviously for a couple of days, majority of people, unless you're an absolute robot, are going to enjoy a few extra treats here and there. So why the hell wouldn't you put them into good use? Like, our body is going to be really bloody insulin sensitive and ready to just use the extra carbs and calories the most that they can. So I think I went in for a pull session, and my God, the pumps have never been so good. Got straight onto my plan. So at the minute I'm running a push pull, and then this pull session will be a barbell row. Then I'll rest, and then I'll do legs with my main compound movements in this being a leg press and a pendulum squat, and then I'll have another rest day after that, and then after that, so push, pull, rest, legs, rest, and then I'll do push and then pull, but this pull session will be with deadlift, so lower back loading. Then another rest day, then legs with a hack squat as the main compound movement, and then rest again, and then repeat. And I know that sounds like a lot of rest, but it must be working. And I think, like, my coach, he said to me that he only trains 3 times a week sometimes in off season, and I think that split keeps me training about 4 times a week, which isn't a lot. But when you are going into these sessions and literally just like messing yourself up neurologically, like the systemic fatigue that you'll be creating from these sessions if you are training with sufficient intensity, like, you should not be able to train for more than 3 days in a trot. And that's something that I in the past couple of weeks have been doing, because I've been training with quite a few people. Oh, and it's been brilliant. Session with AJ was honestly top notch. And that's, you know, my pull session actually landed as deadlifts on that day. So that was perfect. However, I've been training with a couple of people, moving stuff here and there to accommodate for families, you know, family events and Christmas and stuff. And I have sometimes been doing 3 sessions in a row, and it has sort of made an impact on my ability to progress, because like I've been seeing progression on compounds like deadlifts, which I've been adding like 5 kilos every single week, and you shouldn't really be able to do that, but some, you know, I've been taking it, and I managed to get up to 130 for 8 with my session with AJ, and maybe I should have given 140 a go, who knows. But then I went into my next deadlift session after that and hit 140 for 3, and that felt really damn good, actually, like really damn good. But in some of my leg sessions, I've either regressed or things just haven't felt quite right. So I'm taking the executive decision, and I've spoken to my coach about this, just to do a deload. And I haven't taken a proper deload since, well, before I started prep, which would have been right at the end of April. So I think it is about time to take a deload, let my body recover as much as it's going to hurt, especially now that I'm signed up to quite a few member sites who are producing videos that are just, quite frankly, really bloody motivating. So yeah, that is the plan. Cardio has been taken out, just hitting 10,000 steps a day. No adjustments to food, just because body weight is still creeping up. I don't know why. I was speaking to a good friend of mine called Dave. You might know him if you go to Ultraflex Leeds, Rotherham, or used to work at York. And I was just speaking to him, and I was like, I don't know how my body weight's been going up, but like staying relatively okay. Because like last time I weighed this much, I was a chonga, like a proper fluffy marshmallow. and I don't like saying I've rebounded, but you know, I've managed to rebound quite well. And I could keep pushing this training block, but I just know it's a sensible time to stop here. My body is feeling a bit messed up, and I'm going to use this rest week, so to speak, to get a few massages and, more importantly, sort out my left shoulder, because I trained with Katie Barnes, who, hot damn, she is amazing. She's competing this year, actually, so give her a follow if you don't already. I think it's Kay Barnes, I don't know, you've seen her on my story. Yeah, and I'm not sure whether it was the placement of the shoulder press, but we did it fourth exercise in, and I normally do it first. But my, like, I could keep pressing with my right shoulder, but my left shoulder, it just almost collapsed in on itself. And my coaches noticed it with my check-ins as well. So when I do my front relaxed, my right shoulder looks quite good. It's capped. It flares properly. My right lat flares properly, whereas my left, it's almost like it's on a slant. It's quite a bit down. And I spoke to Kamara, who's at Ultraflex Rotherham Ultratherapy. I haven't personally had a treatment by her. But I really need to go and get myself sorted out. And I think she said it's something to do with, oh, what did she call it? I can't remember what the name of it is, but I got a ball in there. I got my mum to sort of massage my lat and get into the scapula. And I've seen a little bit of improvement, but I need to properly, you know, sort myself out, so that I'm... Because, like, at the end of the day, performance is key in off-season, but you got to remember that bodybuilding is all about cosmetic appearance, and you get judged on symmetry, and if you're not symmetrical, then you're not going to win shows. If someone else is more symmetrical than you, they're going to win because of that. It's not just size or condition, it's stage presence, what you look like, how symmetrical you are, you know. It's all these things, and... It's the small things that will make the difference between you winning and you losing. You know, your tan, for example, I've spoken about this before, pro tan on me, never again. I might experiment with liquid sun rays, actually, if I ever go abroad to compete, because I don't think Nicola at A1 would travel abroad, but any UK shows, I'll stick with Nicola in future. Yeah, what else? Oh yeah, I'm doing the transformation challenge, which is amazing, really. I've always wanted to be an online coach, just the prospect of helping people and changing their lives for the better. It's actually, as of yesterday, I've been working with my coach for a whole year now, and my life's changed. It literally has changed, not just my body, but you know, the fact that I've been able to reach more people. I'm never going to be that person that can post sciencey stuff on Instagram or, you know, tell people what to do, because I'm not knowledgeable enough. I'm not, you know, I'm not on that JP level. I'm not, you know, AJ level. I can't physically do that because I look like a right idiot. So instead, I'm working alongside my coach. He's mentoring me, and I'm trying to build up a good portfolio. And I've got the opportunity to work with 25 amazing people. And over the next 10 weeks, it'll be amazing to just see what we can do with these people. You know, whether it's a massive change on the scales, and I've said this to quite a few of them who have said, oh, when I get down to this particular weight, the weight that you look best at, perform best at, feel best at, might not be what you envisage it. However, we do know that, that was a van being overly loud. Yeah, we know that weight loss is a good tool, but it's not the be-all, end-all. So I'm trying to, you know, use all the knowledge that I have acquired over watching videos, reading books, listening to podcasts. I'm trying to apply that. And I think you can know all the knowledge in the world, but unless you have actually done it on the job, then you have no right to start spouting, you know, knowledge here and there. So that is the plan. I just really want to make a big difference to people, which would be cool. And I'd love to eventually quit my formal job, because I've got my A-levels coming up. So if I've got my A-levels and revising and school, then I've got my bodybuilding. I've got my work on a Tuesday and a Saturday. And then I'll have this client work as well. It's just going to be a lot, so I'm really hoping that I can persuade my mum to let me stop working formally so that I can do this and focus on the aspects in my life that, you know, I need to, because, I just need to prioritise myself. But yeah, I think that's pretty much all of me. Like I say, I'm doing a deload, and I'll just, for accountability, for this next 10 to 12 week run, because that's what I presume I'll be able to do after this week off. So I'm at 140 kilo deadlift for 3. I want to get that up to 150 kilos for a good set of 6. That'd be really nice. I trained with Jack, who is in York. We train push. I hit a set on the dumbbell shoulder press, 22.5 kilos. I think I managed 8. So I was like, you know what? It feels really bloody good today. I hit the 25s. So I managed to press up the 25s for 3. So I want to get that up to a set of like 8 or 9 reps. And then, sorry, another van. And then hack squat, which is another big compound. I want to be able to hit that for 3.5 plates a side for a good set. Really nice controlled eccentric. Yeah, so I'm just setting myself little goals. I do have end of off-season goals that I want to hit, but I'm taking each sort of, I don't know whether this is the word, and this is why I never talk about anything, but I'm going to call it a mesocycle. Don't know if that's the right word, but this next mesocycle, I want to hit them sort of numbers. And I think if I can progressively hit stronger weights with good form, I'm just going to grow. But yeah, that is me. I'm just going to, you know, get this week out of the way and then get back to it. So if you don't see me posting that much on Instagram on my stories, that will be why. But yeah, no, thank you very much for listening. If you've got any questions about like what we're doing, then feel free to just send me a DM. But yeah, that's how off season's going at the minute. Can't really complain. I knew at one point that I would have to take a deload, and here it is. So yeah, thanks for listening.